Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
And the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, who will take his first NFL snaps.
Got the nails painted, ready to go. He's in.
Williams slinging it, looking for Keenan Allen. And overthrew it. Williams kind of shaking his head after that, a little frustrated.
Damn!
Levis throws it. What a catch! It is Chig Okonkwo with a twisting, falling grab for the touchdown.
3-score lead in the first half for Tennessee.
Call an ambulance! Call an ambulance! But not for me.
Stonehouse with pressure. A block! It's scooped up by the Bears. Back the other way. Jonathan Owens. Touchdown, Chicago. On third down and 6. Here they come. Quarterback and the offense that's trying to figure it out, and they absolutely did that today as the Bears come all the way back from down 17 to win 24-17 without an offensive touchdown.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Thank you, and go Bears.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority as we broadcast live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, Bernstein and Holmes with you. We will have theoretical victory chicken today. We will taste chicken in our hearts.
Yeah,
and
we
minds.
Can't even send pork to Popeyes.
Yeah, right?
Because he's ducking us.
Ducking us because his team sucks and his quarterback is stupid. So he's Mr. Titans is staying home today as we are here for our first of 17 post-football shows. They're not all Mondays, right?
No.
This year. So this is...
And then next week, we're all going to be sleep-deprived when we walk in here.
Yeah, that's all right, though. That's because...
Good Sunday night game last night, too.
Yeah, it was.
I'll watch those teams play every week.
There's been a lot of interesting football played already, a lot of serious injuries already. Football is footballing everywhere. And the listeners have told me that because the game is on ABC7 locally, that
you're set.
I may be. I got it because ever since WEX redid some things and EOC Audio redid a bunch of things, I may have to call them to figure out how to put the antenna.
I think if you just change the input, you're good.
If they hooked it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have another TV?
I do, but I don't know if the other TV is hooked up to the antenna in the attic.
I'm just saying you could literally just go get a pair of rabbit ears for like $6.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll figure it out.
I have a pair of rabbit ears just for occasions like this.
I will figure it out. Maybe I can make something out of tinfoil like we used to do back in the kitchen.
A hanger?
Yep. Coat hanger, tinfoil, whatever it took to watch Nixon ascend the stairs of the helicopter back in 74. So here we are. And the Bears got, look, they won. However,
damn it.
This stat blew my mind. This is from Bill Barnwell. Okay, get your head around this for a second. Teams trailing by two or more scores at halftime who failed to score an offensive touchdown all game had been 2-306 since 2000. The Bears have made it 3-306.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
It was like that game with the exception of turnovers.
Right. Because Rex turned the ball over 6 times in that game. I'm not being hyperbolic.
No, he did.
He turned the ball over 6 times in that game and they won.
Yep.
I've got a stat for you. This is from our buddy Robert Mays from True Media. 51.2% of the Bears' offensive plays went for 0 yards or negative yards.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you know, if you've been listening to this show, we have gone out of our way to try to balance reality with exuberance.
Yes.
And with excitement and with hope and with fun. But we always have promised you from the moment Lovey Smith decided, screw it, I'm going for the win.
Build that man a statue.
And got that pick. With everything else that was going on, we said, look, we're going to bring you opinions that sometimes might burst your bubble. Bernstein, you're taking the fun out of this. Well, sometimes guys pushing your center into the backfield can take the fun out of it, too. And I've been hung up on the center position since the Super Bowl, since before the Super Bowl, hung up on improving the center position. How do they still need a center?
There are questions all around that offensive line. But this is why, like, you know, you hate to be a wet blanket because you want people to celebrate. It's great for us when the Bears are good. I actually think for the score, this is a win-win because they won the game, but you walk away from that game going, there's some stuff that the Bears have got to figure out. There's some stuff that Caleb has to figure out. And the whole reason that we tell you this is because we don't want you to forget the history of it. Rookie quarterbacks themselves struggle quite a bit.
And Bears quarterbacks suck.
Well, but I don't even want to make it Bears quarterback.
I'm just saying, that's part of the history, though.
But, for example, I kept pointing out, all around the league, you've got a rookie quarterback, someone's telling you that rookie quarterback is great. And then you watched Bo Nix play yesterday. And you watched Jaden Daniels play yesterday. And there were nice moments for both of them, but you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. The NFL is really hard.
And when we played Matt Bowen's comments about Denard Wilson and about the kinds of defenses that he was expecting, there was a chorus that was telling us and telling you, and we tried to bring it to you, about working from the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And making a young quarterback make decisions from the pocket and have to see things and anticipate things rather than waiting for them to come open. That's what a lot of smart people said was going to happen.
Yes.
That's what happened.
And that's exactly, and it's going to keep, and you talk about hell coming to breakfast. He's going to see all sorts of stuff Sunday night. they've got enough talent and they've got creative people on the defensive side. They're going to put him in some really awkward positions. Now, the hope is that all of this, like, that's all of it is an opportunity to watch the growth of a quarterback. For example, one of the things that I hope that Caleb learns from yesterday is, you know what you can't do in the NFL unless you are, like, real special?
Run backwards?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. There's a couple of guys who can get away with it. Lamar and maybe Justin Fields. Maybe. Occasionally Patrick Mahomes will do that where he just backs up.
Yeah, the guy in Arizona can spin out of there.
Kyler.
Too. He can... He's got a little bit of sizzle when he does
But you can't go 20 yards back. No,
that ends badly for you.
It does. So I hope that he learns that. But here, and I said it in the video last night, I thought that the third down play before the second Santos long field goal was a huge play by Caleb Williams.
Just
huge.
Taking up the slack?
Well, realizing that you had the penalty that put you 10 yards back and took you out of field goal range. And it's third and 13. And you go, I don't need to get the first down. I need to get us back
third,
in.
Yeah, I have a third and 14 scramble short. That was the field goal that cut it to one.
Right. That's a smart play. An incompletion there probably doesn't get you the field goal. Getting 6 yards on that play may have changed the game. You get into a position, and a quarterback, one of the quarterback's best friends is a good kicker. And that's when I said to people, like, on Twitter, if they have to win this game with special teams and defense, so be it. And that's what they were able to do yesterday.
Well, the defense got better when Matt Eberflus made some changes to the alignment, and he realized that they were attacking the edges. So he pulled the defensive ends out a little bit. They widened some of their splits.
They were doing like almost like a wide nine technique.
Right, but it wasn't the wide nine designed to just go balls out at the quarterback with ears pinned back. It was more of a containment nine.
It's you're using it so you can fill up space out there and that you have an extra body on the outside that's not getting washed out in some of the plays. Like, the flip side of what Dan's talking about was last night. Aiden Hutchinson lines up in a wide nine often, and that's so that he can just use his speed to destroy a tackle and get to the quarterback. But, yeah, that was smart stuff, like smart adjustments by the Bears to understand – offensively, things were not clicking, and they had to figure out a way to win the game. And I know that it wasn't pretty, and it didn't look the way that people wanted it to look. But I say this all the time. Wins buy you time. It buys you time. So think about how everyone feels today if they lose that game. This is a coach's dream.
That's what halftime felt like. My God, some of the Twitter conversation at halftime was insane.
Yes.
And I know it looked bad. It sucked. That was bad. But the level of panic that set in after 30 minutes of football was hilarious.
Yeah, because it didn't look right. People were expecting to see, you know, Caleb making great plays, and it just... He will. Like, I think that you're going to see great plays in the passing game for him because there were some opportunities. There were also some drops yesterday. But he threw a fluttery ball towards the end zone. That's got to be caught. But it wasn't
hit him in both hands.
It wasn't his best ball.
It hit him in both hands.
I agree.
$25 million.
But I'm just saying that that's the type of stuff that happens inside of a game.
Well, I look at it like this. If you were going to get to 9 or 10, that had to be one of them, and it was.
It was. And you walk out of this game, and you go, okay, everyone can take a deep breath. You're still 1-0. The defense it was maybe even better than what people thought, and that adjustment inside, because they were getting, I'll give Tennessee credit. They figured out how to use the aggression of the Bears against them with some misdirection stuff.
They're always going to be susceptible to that as they're coached to flow to the ball, hits principle, whatever it is. You're going to be susceptible to some backside stuff.
But then they were like, oh, yeah, you're Will Levis. That's right. You're not good at football. So why don't we just start doing some of that? And then you can do your little thing where you're like, I'm going to flick it out of bounds. Oh, wait, there's a guy there. And now he's running into the end zone. And you're in surrender, Cobra.
On the field, before he's even passed you, you look like you've been taken prisoner.
Oh, no.
What have I done? I should mention that we've got a giveaway today between now and 2 o'clock at some point. When I tell you to call, we've got a pair of tickets, actually two pairs of tickets, to see Jeff Lynn's ELO live. Don't tell our guy Mike Farron.
No,
don't
he doesn't
tell
want
Mike
to hear
Farron.
It.
He hates ELO, but I like ELO. And they'll be live at the United Center on Saturday, September 28th. So you got to be listening if you want to win. I'm going to do the thing. You ready?
Yeah, man. This is a great day, I think, for calls because I think it could be all over the board today. There's going to be all sorts of stuff that people are going to call and try and talk with us about.
I'm writing something down that I think we're going to hear in this.
Oh,
day.
Yeah. I think I know what you're writing down, and I think we're going to hear it.
You don't know what I'm writing down.
Yes, I do. 312-644-6767 is the number if you would like to text us or if you would like to call. We got two segments of calls coming up. The Bears win, but it was ugly. But yeah, that's exactly what I was. Yeah. Dan, it's already in my mentions.
No.
It was on the House of L YouTube page.
No.
I'm like, really?
No.
Really?
No. All right. Well,
and
see.
I've explained where this is for the next 3 years.
I know. All right. We're doing it.
We're going to take your phone calls next here on The Score.
Now for my favorite part of the show. What did I say? Talk to the audience. Oh, God, this is always death.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Here's the game. They need to get to midfield. Levis off the back foot, floats it up for Boyd. It is picked off. Jalen Johnson seals the deal. And the defense wins the day for Chicago.
This is the biggest thing you learn from this experience, right? In my opinion, okay? Instead of in the halftime, what was different about this team, okay, compared to other teams I've been around, all right, was there was a lot of complaining and stuff like that. In those old locker rooms, it wasn't like that. It was, we got this. Yeah. We got this.
Yeah, we know who we are, fellas.
And looking each other in the eye and saying that, we got this.
Yes, sir.
Be very interesting to hear the tone of head coach Matt Eberflus today. Because it's, ironically, a bit, perhaps, it's sort of what we discussed after Notre Dame's shaky opening win. You think, all right, a coach gets the win, and you still get to hammer them. You still come in and say, listen, you're lucky you got that win. It's not going to be like that. It's unacceptable. And just go hard at them.
And then NIU hammered Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Go Huskies.
Oh, boy.
I need that. We're having Sean Frazier on tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we are. That's a happy man.
I need the cap that the defensive coordinator was wearing.
It's
an upright Husky, like ready to fight. And I was like, I need that cap. That cap is fire.
All right, time for phone calls. We're going to do this. It is a football Monday, and we are going to get started with Jake in Ottawa on the Bernstein and Holmes Show on The Score. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
So just want to comment. So it was a very disappointing start for Caleb, obviously, but I do got a comment. You know, some of the quarterback play was shaky across the board. You had Joe Burrow losing to New England with 165 yards. Justin Herbert throwing for 155, not too impressive. Bo Nix didn't look very good either, his debut. One thing I got to say, though, it's, you know, I give Brian Poles a lot of credit for what he's done, but I think it's ridiculous that we're this far into the rebuild. And we're still talking about how bad the offensive line is, man. I mean, this looked worse than last. I just couldn't believe how bad the interior line is. And I've been hard on Eberflus myself, but I think this week we got to give the guy flowers. He found a way to win a game where the offense made it, you know, damn near unwinnable. So I think this week he kind of deserves some credit. It's what he's supposed to do. That's what's expected of him, is find a way to win your team a game and don't be the reason that they lose. Which I have to give him credit for this week. But this offseason, man, Poles better be nothing but offensive line through draft, free agency, up and down the board, because we keep doing this, man. You know, that's all I got to say.
With you. With you. We got a whole segment dedicated to this issue. Like, how much can we say, well, Ryan Poles was he knows offensive line. Ian Cunningham knows offensive line.
Then prove it.
Then get not the blocking part.
Or maybe I was thinking about this, and we could get more into it inside of the segment that we have dedicated to it. But for the team that is all about like character, you may have given a big free agent contract to a guy that doesn't have good football character.
Mm-hmm.
On your offensive line.
Everything you talk about in that regard. Mario in Hyde Park is next on The Score. What's up, Mario?
Morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Great.
We're great. What's up, sir?
You know, I only do that because I know it's the most irritating thing a person asks when they call a sports radio show to ask how somebody's doing. A couple things. One, they've got to protect Caleb Williams. They wouldn't do it for Justin Fields, and I'm stunned that they didn't do it or haven't done it yet for Caleb Williams. But there's no way that your center should be looking up on his back every 2 out of 3 plays in a football game where professionals play. And then the other thing And it's been bothering me since November. The Score listener, the listener to Sports Talk Radio, has heard so much nonsense from hosts and callers alike about what yesterday was going to be once Caleb Williams got a chance to take a snap from center. It's kind of like, I know what football looks like. I watched it long enough to know that what happened yesterday should have been expected and not just blown off like, ah, that's not going to happen because he's so great. It's insulting to me as a listener and as a person who, again, not a professional football player, but I've watched a lot of damn football in my life. What do you expect the person who watches football to think about the people who are supposed to be experts and who are supposed to drive these shows with their opinions when I know what I saw yesterday is more likely to happen again next week than not happen next week? I hope to God that they shore up their offensive line before that young man gets hurt, because he's going to get crushed. They got nothing. It's paper mache, and they got to figure this out before they get to their divisional games. See you Thursday, fellas. Peace.
Mario, thank you very much for the phone call. You're right. And the thing is that I think that Sunday could actually be worse, because they've got all levels in Houston. They're going to blitz him crazy, and they might turn him over. Great thing about yesterday's game, Caleb, I think, did a lot of smart stuff, and he didn't turn the ball over. Now, look, there were opportunities for it. You see a tip ball go 20 feet in the air. That's usually the defense is usually, thank God for Rome. Rome was like go gadget arms on that play to go and get that ball.
That was offensive rebounding is what that was.
Yes, it was.
That was like vintage Mitchell Wiggins there.
But you hope that they will make some sort of adjustment to make things easier in what's going to be a very hostile environment. But you're right. You're right. Yesterday, to me at least, it felt like people were expecting the coronation to happen yesterday. The coronation can happen, okay? But not early. Every rookie quarterback, except for C.J. Stroud after week one, goes through this. Peyton Manning threw, 28 interceptions his rookie year? They all go through this. The great ones rise above it. And if you think Caleb is great, let's watch him work and let's see what happens next.
And I know what you're thinking to yourself. What did Mario mean when he said, see you Thursday? Well, here's what he meant. 670 The Score and Circa Sports Illinois are celebrating the start of football season Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our show and the afternoon show are going to be live from the Lake Street Plaza here at Prudential. We've got food trucks. We've got games and more throughout the day. Circa Sports Illinois is going to have merch for customers to download the app and deposit. That's Thursday, September 12th from 10 to 6 with a Score and Circa Sports Illinois. So Mario isn't going to be the only one who's going to come say hi and join us and hang out. You can too.
Be a nice, easy commute. We can park in the same spaces.
Maybe we'll see this guy, Frank in Oak Park, on the Score. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Happy new football season. I think after this game, all these people with the prop bets with Caleb getting 4,300 yards and 38 touchdowns, maybe they ought to put those away and just worry about how they're going to get the 9 or 10 wins to maybe get in as a wild card. On defense, it was great to see the Taylor acquisition pay off as fast as it did with two sacks. On offense, I know there's problems on the offensive line they have to deal with, particularly on the inside. But I'm curious as to recognition problems that Caleb might be having. And you find out certain pieces of knowledge when you scrounge around sort of NFL peripheral news media. There was an interview before the draft with the coach of Notre Dame, and he talked about the prep they went through to beat USC and Caleb last year. And basically what they did was, during the weeks when they were playing other teams, They had specific times specified for special defenses, special schema to use against USC. So when they came up to play USC, they had a whole bespoke game plan. They mm-hmm. Belichicked the guy. And I'm curious as to how many teams are going to see what the payoff is doing, like, all weird not up, just...
Up, up.
Oh, sorry.
Frank, not, Frank, you know better than
Frank,
that.
Come on, man.
I love the passion, though, here, I have to say. He lost himself in the moment. No worries, man.
Didn't have on my bingo card Frank of Oak Park going rogue on us.
I like it.
What the bleep, Frank?
Yeah, what? Come on. No, I like it. I kind of like it.
Virginia McCaskey hates it.
Yes. Oh, the Ginny is on her fainting couch now if she's listening online. And she is. I know for a fact. She's out doing the Tyson Bagent burpees, and she's got her earbuds in on the app.
Look.
So I think she may be clutching her pearls.
I'm going to go with my own fan fiction when it comes to Virginia McCaskey. I think that she cusses up a storm, and I think she carries a cricket bat, and I think that she wants to have some conversations with Ryan Poles today about offensive line play.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's everyone else. I don't think she has to be protected from anything. She'll outlive us all. And that's from good cussing and good drinking. That is.
A half-empty bottle of Jameson's. It's just she's kind of holding it low.
Yeah.
Right on her hip.
So tell me, Ryan, why can't we protect the new quarterback? Wow.
She's got a cricket bat in one hand, a half-empty bottle of Jameson's in the other.
It's your choice what you get hit with.
Turn your head this way again.
Lean down here. I'd like to talk to you for a second. Didn't you say this new guy is the guy? Then why won't you protect him? What? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, mother...
And then George is like 10 feet behind her on the scooter.
Yes.
Just kind of cowering.
Because he's seen it before.
I like that he's just on the scooter in the building, anywhere.
Sure, of course.
He's just with the scooter.
You know, it looks to me like Caleb still wants to throw what he sees. And
then quarterbacks are like that.
And that is, it is expected, regardless of how much you may pattern yourself after Aaron Rodgers. You're not Aaron Rodgers yet. And it's okay. It's all right. Like, nobody's mad at Caleb Williams.
They shouldn't be.
Not at all. But he wants to throw what he sees. And NFL teams can make you see things that aren't there. And NFL teams can make you think that something is about to come open that isn't. That's what this is. And it's when you get that step ahead, whatever euphemism you want to use, the game starts to slow down. Or what did Jim Miller say? You've got that snapshot in your Encyclopedia Britannica. Oh, I've seen this before.
I know what that guy's doing.
I know where he's going to be. Not where he is now, but I know where he's going to be and where my open throw is going to come from. So I'm not mad at Caleb Williams. I would like for him to have a little easier time back there in the A-gaps.
But to speak to Frank's point before he went rogue, yeah, that's why when we talked about this last week and we were like, the Kyler Murray season would be phenomenal for Caleb Williams. Stop thinking about this is 4,500 yards and rookie quarterbacks struggle.
Charles in Schererville, you're on the score.
Yes, good morning, fellas. Just want to point out, let's give the kid a little bit of a break. And let's remember Walter Payton's first game, 8 carries, 0 yards. And I believe his career turned out pretty good.
It has absolutely nothing to do with Caleb Williams.
We literally just talked about why you shouldn't be going crazy on Caleb Williams.
Exactly. I mean, the old line was, subpar. Dropped touchdown pass. Yes, he did. He did overthrow a key in that first quarter. Should have been touchdown, but he made no mistakes.
and no turnovers.
I won't say he made mistakes.
Plenty of mistakes.
He didn't make any turnovers, but there were plenty of mistakes.
The running backward is bad. The dropping a shotgun snap is bad.
There were, I mean, he duffed a ball 4 yards short of a target. He overthrew a target by 5 yards. Like, there were a lot of mistakes, but none of them are fatal, and he didn't turn the ball over. There could have been turnovers, but there weren't.
Well, with all those tipped balls, we know that there's some randomness and some luck involved there. We have luck in our game. We also have more phone calls.
Yay!
When we come back. So far, so good. You know, except for some of our regulars working blue.
I know!
Wow.
I mean, what the?
No, it happens. It happens.
Wow.
It's coming from a real place here on The Score.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We didn't have the best day that we wanted, but special teams and the defense held it down. And when all three phases can hold it down together as one, it's going to be a good season. And but when one of the sides don't, we got to just pick them up.
Okay, I'd like all three phases to be fine and not need to be picked up by the other ones, but they got it done. That was DJ Moore, who you will hear on Mondays after games with Mully and Hawk.
They won the game, buys you time. Now make your corrections and get ready for one of the best teams in the NFL.
Week-to-week league in all ways. Robert in Naperville, you're on The Score.
Fellas, thanks for taking my call. Hope you both had a nice weekend.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
No problem. So I was there in person yesterday, and my initial thoughts are that was not a referendum on anything. That was not a referendum on anything. That was not a referendum on anything, but that was a lot of things, not all of which were bad. But would you believe this O-line is yet again giving us more questions than answers? Would you believe that yet again there were weapons on this offense left totally to the wayside? Would you believe this largely new coaching staff had all year to plan for this game and yet again came out looking flat-footed in week one? Now, I say all that, but we can't put all the negatives on this coaching staff and then put the comeback entirely on the players. That's coaching too, and we have to be fair. But on the other hand, when you have the group of skills position players that has been assembled here and I start seeing bubble screens... My ass starts to itch, man. That was something every Seahawks fan I knew was ringing alarm bells about for me. Hey, you know, this Shane Waldron guy, he kind of might appreciate screens as much as Luke Getsy does. And I know every NFL offensive coordinator is one of the most controversial jobs in sports. But I'm not really sure how many Lions fans I hear bitching about Ben Johnson or how many Texans fans I hear grousing about Bobby Slowick. The Bears won the game, yes. Most of the rookies in the NFL played badly yesterday, yes. This was not a referendum on anything, yes. But, man, the Council of Arm Wrestling Enthusiasts is going to start convening
fast. Stop it. Robert. Robert, you know better. Robert.
I will speak to Robert's point about team not being prepared. So let's go back 3 weeks ago. You and I sat here and we're like, you know, it's a lot of time between this preseason game where the starters are going to play and and them starting the season. It's 22 days between those two things. Should they maybe play? And then you work through and you go, no, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But there's always pushback.
Yeah,
there's always the pushback of the risk-reward.
And, you know, I don't necessarily pin it on that because that's post-hoc ergo propter-hoc.
Here's my thing. If either practice is important or it's not. So if you're telling me that teams get better when they do stuff more often, and you say, well, they were only going to play like 20 snaps, Lawrence. Is that going to make them better? Maybe. It may have made them better or at least looked more crisp for them to take 22 days off. And I've got questions about some of the practice habits that they've had. If you look at the first three games, The first game of the last three seasons under Eberflus, it's not been good. Luckily, they've won two of those games. But one was an act of God, the reason that you won that game.
Well, it turns out that quarterback sucks, too.
Yes. Maybe.
Trey Lance?
Well, oh, I thought you were talking about the Bears
quarterback. Yeah, I was talking about the act of God game. No. Trey Lance also sucks.
Yeah, you had a monsoon and you had Trey Lance, yes.
And then yesterday, your defense and your special teams had to save you.
Jim and LaGrange, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Jim.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm working away here in my office listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I don't know how you do it, but thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. I really do, because sometimes I just want to go crazy staring at my computer. But, Lawrence, you made a really interesting comment about, you know, this is not the coronation of Caleb Williams. And you're absolutely correct. But what I really wanted to see yesterday, that I obviously in the first half, I wanted to see a different type of an approach to the game of football. And as ignorant as that sounds, when I watched and I looked at what we did, it was identical almost to what we did last year and the year before that. And yes, thank God we won. But it's like, how do you game plan to do that when you've got all of these new coaches? You've got tremendous assets on offense, obviously, and our defense is spectacular. But it looked the same. It had to come. I mean, did they sit there and say, all right, well, we did this last year, so let's do this now?
Yeah, it looked like Bears football. It looked way too much like Bears football, if that's your point.
Yes. And that was the biggest letdown. I was like, come. I mean, I was in full meatball mode the first half, and I'm texting my sons who were in this group text. It's like, you know, then my son's like, Dad, just chill out. Just chill out, you know. And it's like, I'm like, you know, I got to go outside, you know, and take a walk and then come back and watch the second half. But it looked too much like Bears football. And that was my concern. I think, and if I must say it, that is my concern, dude, is that it was like, please, this has got to get better. And look, you cannot fault Caleb Williams. I mean, he's a rookie, first game. I thought he did very well. And, yeah, he made some – the worst thing was the sack for 20 yards. Okay, that was bad. But on the other hand, what? We had zero turnovers. We had really, you know, it. I thought the play that they called for the two-point conversion was a key. It was like, guys, you need to do this more often.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put too much stock in that, because that was just a bust defensively. Like the Titans just kind of looked at each other and were like, wait, do you have that guy? No. Do you have that guy? No.
I don't think so. Maybe
then
I do.
Someone should have him, right? Yeah. Well, too late. The two-point conversion has been scored. Like, wide open.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Much appreciated. Westside Sean is on The Score.
Okay, guys. Yesterday, I saw Matt Eberflus is Lovie Smith. I saw Caleb Williams as Rex Grossman, and the Bears defense as the defense with Briar Alaka, Charles Tillman, and them.
That's
what I saw.
Be very careful.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Like
the last caller said, I was expecting something a little bit different, but that's what I saw. And you guys just said it the year before and the year before. I saw that from 15 years ago. It still looked the same.
I mean, it was 18 years ago. But it's not what that was. And I think that it's, to be fair, like a real talk with you, man, it's disrespectful to some of the players that you named that you said that.
That's what I saw.
No, you didn't.
You did not see Brian Urlacher.
You did not see one of the best linebackers who's ever played.
Even though TJ Edwards was amazing yesterday. He was really good.
I'm saying the defense. I saw a great, amazing defense. I just named him as part of amazing defense.
For a half, though.
I saw, uh, they, And I'm a meatball too. The Bears.
You don't have to be.
They were.
Yeah, I mean, I get that you remember that, but you don't. It doesn't have to be that. It can just be this team's defense and special teams played a really exceptional game, especially in the second half. You don't have to see Rex Grossman, because honestly, Caleb wasn't as careless as Rex can be with the ball or could be with the ball. And I feel like I have to say this every time people bring this up. Rex Grossman was NFC Offensive Player of the Month in September of 06. You're seeing what you want to see. Just, it doesn't, it,
I you do, it I, doesn't, I, look,
it doesn't
I, we all
have
made the
to
jokes,
always
though.
Go back to that.
We all made the jokes about when the defense and special teams have to bail out an ineffective offense. Yes.
Yeah, but it can just be that that's what happened yesterday. It doesn't have to be this is a repeat of the 06 Bears. It just, we don't have to do that. Just like if they have a great performance defensively when those 85, like, you don't have to start replacing, like, updating the stupid.
Well, that's like when the previous caller said that Caleb Williams' debut compares to that of Walter Payton. No.
Right. It really doesn't.
Not in any way. Next up, Anthony Heron will give us his thoughts on the 1-0 first place Chicago Bears next on The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.